he's got too much sense. But they really, you know, they put it on you. Look what they've done to Agnew. I think Agnew's a good man.
He's a decent fellow.
Yes, I've watched him, and what he says, they just smear it, you know.
He's a decent fellow, but they sure got him. They've driven him into the ground. They sure have.
So what I...
Because he hadn't broke out with Tilsy, but he's a decent man. Honorable man.
The questions he asked us in the briefing, and the way he conducts himself, he's a very judicious man, and a rather, I thought, a good man.
Well, he is a good man. He's a better man than Nixon. I'd rather have him president.
Well, my problem then is, would it be better? You see, all the Democrats are going to say that we caused the damn thing after the election, so we elect Nixon.
Well.
And Republicans are going to say that we caused it before the election to elect Humphrey. And we're not trying to elect you. We don't give a damn about either one of them, as far as this.
Political life, though, they'll claim that, a lot of them will. Some of them won't. Many of them won't, but undoubtedly there'll be a great many of them, and we'll say that. I don't see how you're going to avoid that, whichever way you turn, whatever you do.
Therefore?
Well, if you can get it tied down, I would not know Mr. President agree to have it written in the minutes that we agreed without condition, without reciprocity of any kind on this thing. I'd just leave that up in the air. Not mentioned if they don't put that in your minutes over there. I don't know. If that gets out for the election, they will haul politics. Get out of here. The election's turned around pretty good now. I think. Of course, I'm down here very isolated spot, but I can smell.
Who's going to carry George Wallace?
Yeah, but he lost a lot of ground here, and Humphrey's taking second place over Nixon. That's a strange paradox. Humphrey was stronger in Georgia than he was in the other southern states for that convention. That's a foreign thing. He lost his organization there. Bill Cameron and the boys in the State House that have a large number of employees, inspectors, what have you, going out over the state that were all for Campbell and Milborn, Humphrey and Milborn strong. But the old time going to now, they all say it's a Republican. I don't know how long it's going to be a Republican. It's more full of Wallace, so they said it's more than Nixon. That's been the biggest upheaval that Georgia's ever witnessed in time, because Georgia's a small state. They got to a elector, but it sure has stood straight up.
I'm making a radio speech tomorrow night, and rather presidential, and just saying what presidents have said, the kind of men that you ought to have in the White House. And the net of it is that Humphrey and Muskie, much better.
Yeah, well, I understood that.
It's all going to be strictly politics, but it's going to be rather presidential. And then I've got one.
By the way, lady, but I did one hell of a job with Humphrey out there in Texas. That's the best thing that happened, Humphrey,
I think so.
Texas, this old campaign, she was this way.
I think so. And Little Lynn did a hell of a job. He had 1,600 women. They just brought him to the heat. He waved his flag and danced an Humphrey dance. And my God, they just tore the thing live television. Yeah, it was in.
I saw.
Nellie Connelly and Lady Bird took him there and they had a style show, 1,600 women. When they got through, they brought him out, the last one to walk down the gangplank. He's 16 months old, and he walked down by himself, stopped right at the right time, took a bow, didn't smile at all, waved his flag, and then they started the music and he started the dance. Kind of a.
I saw him last night following you in somewhere.
Yeah, hospital.
Yeah, hospital.
Was he walking by himself? I make him walk by himself, and I just take his hand.
You tried to get him by the hand, and he got all balled up like he fell down. When you turned him loose, he walked along just as good as you were.
Yeah, that's right. That's what he did. I guess, then, that if you had your choice, you'd just do it whatever day that the number comes up.
I'd do it the day I could get to anything that would give you any peg to hang on. Because if you say you do it without condition, then without any condition or reciprocity or understanding at all, you don't ever start by back bumping, even if they do go to hit the city and everything. That's what worried me about it. I don't know. It's hard to tell what will have impact and what won't on this. You're absolutely right, of course, you said, and the extreme is doing extreme right, extreme left, and they'll be critical of it. You wait till after the election, the extreme left will be held.
You don't worry too much about the number of days in between.
No, sir.
In other words, they want 6 days, we want three. You'd compromise them.
I don't worry about what's put in those minutes, and I do those days.
Looks like, though, it's a whole long time from the time I announced that we stopped the bombing, if we have to wait 6 days before a meeting. And I can't tell anything, you see. That's all I can say. I can't agree that I've told them that the cities, and I can't agree that I've told them. I guess it'll leak out. And the government of Vietnam might fall during that period. They're real worried about that. 6 days. You see, if the only thing the public will know that's officially agreed upon is two things, that we're going to stop the bombing and have a meeting in Paris 6 days later, or 7 days, at which these four people will appear. Now, that's all the public knows. Now, the only thing we're getting besides that is we're telling them that we're going to knock hell out of you if you do either of these two things. And they're sitting there not saying what they'll do. And we're assuming that they won't do anything by their silence.
Well, if they don't do anything,
then the public will know that, and they'll say, uh-oh, Johnson did get something.
That's right.
But if...
that'll be all right. If they don't do anything at all, stop the defensive actions altogether, it's a big success. But if they do, then you'll have some trouble.
Well, I don't want any politics to enter into this decision one way or the other. I want it just to be as fair and impartial as a man can make it. But yes, but you've got to see which would give the appearance of the least. You see, I believe that if you could give a notice, say that you're going to stop the bombing, and maybe make 6 days, but make the conference come the day after the election. Make the announcement before and the conference the day after.
Well,
see, if you make it four, they're all going to say, well, Ed, you had 5 years, why do you do it 5 days before? Well, we haven't had it. This is just their decision. I haven't had control of it. That's the way we've got it now. We've got it November the 2nd. But God, that's going to make the Republicans say it is political.
Well, I think it was said it one way or the other.
Well, could either one of them say it's political if you did it the day after the election? I guess the Humphrey people would.
Well, if you think it's going to work out, I wouldn't worry about that feature of it.
Well, the men, we think that Abrams and Momar and all the Joint Chiefs, you heard them,
yes,
And they're just running like hell, Dick. We killed 300, 200 and something yesterday in the DMZ. We killed 700 yesterday and lost 14.
Yeah,
and they've moved. I believe we kill more of them. But we don't count the B-52s that we get them killed. We don't count the ones we kill with 200 or 300 sorties. But I believe they're hurting like hell. I just believe he's got them whipped. Westmoreland City's had them whipped since September. But they're just hanging on now.
Yeah,
they Omar thinks he got them all whipped. He thinks they're just hanging on to see if they can get them into his front still. But in any event, they say that they are removing their last group that's north of the Da Nang now, and they've got them all in Laos, Cambodia. Now, it may be that they're refitting to hit Saigon, or it may be that they're going to do what they did the time or two before, retire and refit. But they damn sure are getting out of the country, and we can't catch them and find them. And we are moving out to beat hell. And I quoted Abraham Lincoln, the U.S. Grant, and said, by God, catch them, bite them, chew them, do anything you can. Let's get this thing, let's keep this pressure on. And he says he is keeping it on. And I believe he is. Now, you want to always bear in mind that press will not give the military a fair shake out there.
No, they won't.
The press is a communist press, like the Times and the Washington Post's liberal treatment here. Your feeling, though, is that if we had the assurance of the military people and didn't hurt the boys, it'd be better to stop it. And then if it did not hit the cities and the DMZ, we could show it. And if they did, we could hit back and do it all before the election.
That's right. That's exactly. If they don't do it, if they don't hit us and don't hit the cities, and don't revive that.
What would, who is your ranking man? Who is the ranking man of your armed services?
John Stennis.
No, a minority.
Marcus May. Next is Strom Dunn.
Oh, hell.
Marcus Chase is fine.
But she's not.
Healthy,
well, I don't guess she's not. Gives me a different view here a little bit. I was kind of feeling like the best thing to do was to kind of agree with them, but not stop the bombing until issue the order, until the day of the election, and have the meeting 2 days, 3 days later. Now,
All right. That
would really upset the Humphrey folks, though. They'd say I could have gotten it 3 or 4 days ahead, and I went ahead and did the killing 3 or 4 days.
Thought this thing a good deal, and I cannot. I usually have some prediction for everything, but I cannot predict the political effect of this thing. I don't know why, I just can't do it.
Do you think that I ought to see Abrams and talk to him and bring him in before we make the issue the order?
I don't think it's essential. You made quite a point out of that every time we've talked about it, but
I'm thinking about the leaders, I'm thinking about the psychology, I'm thinking about the candidates, and I've got to have somebody to hide behind. I asked you the other day.
If you've got it in writing, clear and succinct, from Abrams, I don't think it's essential that you see him, but you apparently are very anxious to see him.
No, I just want him to look you straight in the face and answer any damn question that any man, Dick Nixon or Strom Thurmond, anybody else has. I think that he can answer them better than I can.
Well, of course, he can't. There's the details out there yet.
No, but as to why this is wise. Now, when he recommends this is awfully hard to me to turn down.
That's right.
And it looks like to me it'd be awfully hard for...
When he follows all of the joint... Joint Chiefs and said you can't do
it. And it looks to me like it's awfully hard for Nixon to criticize.
It will be.
Now, why then don't I put the spotlight on it?
Well, that was what I suggested, but you were hell-bent on going to Hawaii. I said I'd bring him home.
Well, I'm just talking about maybe...
But you said no. You thought it's better for you to go to Hawaii.
I don't know whether it's better to go there. I think maybe you ought to do both.
I'd bring him here.
I think maybe you ought to do both. I think probably you ought to go there and get the understanding and get all down, get right, and then when I come back and call a meeting.
You can see him first. Do that voice as well as you can in Hawaii. Yeah.
Yes, that could be done. And that probably...
If you go out to Hawaii, they're going to say you went out there to pressure him on this thing right before the election.
Yeah, well, that might be right.
I'd bring old man Bunker back with you.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye. Bye.
Give them to my love, will you?
I will, Dick. Bye.